Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 11th of March. It is not entirely clear what the US administration's current communications strategy is, but the consequence has been to create volatility in financial markets. Investors do not necessarily like volatility, unless they are short-term speculators who are able to profit from special insights, of course. The social media post from current US Defense Secretary Hesketh that a tanker had been escorted by the US Navy through the Strait of Hormuz was taken down and subsequently denied, but not before the oil market had reacted. US President Trump posted a warning to Iran not to mine the Strait of Hormuz, but the nature of the warning could be interpreted as revealing the limited options the US has to respond. The US has claimed it has destroyed some mine-laying vessels. If the strait is mined, it raises the risk that oil prices will stay higher for longer. The Wall Street Journal reports that the International Energy Agency has proposed the largest ever release of strategic oil reserves, which has allowed crude oil prices to fall back. But this is obviously a countermeasure that can only be used a limited number of times. Investors are likely to continue to focus on two issues. One, when the US withdraws, and two, how long Iran continues its attacks on shipping and neighboring oil infrastructure after the US withdraws. The release of US February consumer price inflation is, of course, immune from the effects of the war, but it still matters a great deal for financial markets. The Federal Reserve should not respond to oil price shocks. There are still enough economists at the Fed to know that this is a one-off relative price move over which they have no control. Fed Chair Powell can hardly order the FOMC to begin minesweeping operations in the Gulf. Central banks are supposed to react to inflation shocks, not relative price shocks. A broad-based increase in prices suggests an imbalance in the economy, which monetary policy can tackle. A relative price shock suggests an imbalance in a single market, which monetary policy can do relatively little about. So, whether there are underlying inflation pressures evident in the February data matters quite a lot. The expectation is that underlying inflation is likely to be subdued still, giving the Fed room to ease later this year. However, the affordability crisis in the States is not about the inflation reality, but focuses on the price of high-frequency purchases and inflation perceptions. Getting into the detail of the inflation report is therefore important in trying to gauge the political pressures, relevant because this may sway the US administration's war policy. Already, gasoline prices are approaching a 27% increase from the lows of January, not something that will be reflected in the data today, but certainly something that will be being noticed by consumers. Grocery prices have risen in a more or less normal manner, but there are some high-profile items that have soared in price. Beef prices up 15% since January 2025, coffee up over 18% in the same period. Those are the prices that stick in consumers' minds, and they're what shape inflation perceptions, and that's what matters in judging affordability. German final February consumer price inflation was unchanged from the preliminary number, exactly in line with the ECB's target of 2% year over year. This is the only German data point that is almost never revised. The picture is, of course, benign for European inflation, and it means that the European Central Bank is likely to be content to continue with its policy of masterful inactivity. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland. Its subsidiaries, or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.